be seated. Welcome to you all. My name's Stephen Coles. I'm the minister of the church here, Rini's Church, and it is a great blessing that we can be here to, as Rini said, celebrate her life. But it's also a time that we can be sad. All emotions are right and proper on such a day. We are here to honour Rini and celebrate her wonderful life that continues in heaven. We are here because in one way or another, this death affects us all. We are here to listen again to some of the great words of the Christian faith, to consider, to remember, and in quiet gratitude, to give thanks for her and our own continuing lives. We're here to renew our trust in God, who has said, "I will not fail you or desert you." Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And that's our theme for our service today, that of light. Let's pray. Lord God, your love is stronger than death. Through faith in Jesus, we receive the gift of eternal life. Help us as we hear the promises of your word to believe them and to receive the comfort they offer. You are the giver of hope. Fill us with joy and peace in believing that our fears may be dispelled, our loneliness eased, and our hope reawakened. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our first hymn has been chosen by Rini. When I went to see her a couple of weeks before she died, she couldn't remember which hymn it was. She said that she'd given the details to the co-op, which it turned out she hadn't. But fortunately, she remembered as we were talking exactly what it was she wanted. And it was, "And Can It Be?" And Paul, when I met with him and Lynn, he said, "Of course it is. Of course it is. What other hymn would Rini choose other than this particular hymn with such joy at the gospel?" So if you're able to, I invite you to stand to sing "And Can It Be?"
Trusting the Savior. Today, this is hopefully a collection of thoughts and memories from the whole family about Auntie Reenie. So Auntie Reenie, as she was affectionately known to many of us, was born Lily Irene Hutchings on the 23rd of October 1923. The youngest of identical twin sisters by some 20 minutes, both Reenie and her sister Joan were born very prematurely, and so Reenie entered this world weighing just 2 pounds and 8 ounces. In the first weeks of their lives, Reenie and Joan lived in the bottom drawer of a bedroom chest, wrapped in cotton wool, and were fed through an eyedropper. There was no special baby incubators for premature babies in 1923. Just out of interest, in 1923 there were also no computers, no cassette tapes, no video recorders, microwaves, the internet, or even sliced bread. What an amazing amount of change that Aunt Reenie witnessed during her 100 years. Growing up in Paignton, both Reenie and Joan went to the same school at Curlidge Street, and being identical twins, they were often mistaken for each other. It's great to have Joan's son Steve and his wife Mary joining us here in remembrance of Aunt Reenie today. Then, in a moment that changed everything, Auntie Reenie met my Uncle Bert Hutchings. Even though Auntie Reenie had to give up so much to be with Uncle Bert, she never regretted it for a moment. They got married in 1943 in the middle of World War II, with Uncle Bert serving in the Royal Navy. And after the war, they returned to Paignton to live, and they ran a fish shop together, literally just down the road here in Winner Street. It was obvious, if you spent any time with Auntie Reenie at all, that Reenie valued relationships and she loved people. This was so obviously true of her relationship with Uncle Bert, whom she loved and cared for, even up to the point that she made sure that he had a good diet. And Lynn and I remember one New Year's Eve growing up when Uncle Bert was on a strict Auntie Reenie diet during tea. And after the meal, we were all playing some parlour games, including one when all the lights were turned out. And when the lights came back on again, We lost Uncle Bert. Auntie Reen soon found him. He was under the dining room table with a bowl of trifle in one hand and a spoon in the other, making swift amends for the earlier sparse tea. Reenie's love and care for people were obvious to her whole family. Sheila remembers that one Christmas when Uncle Bert became ill on Christmas Eve. I'm just looking to make sure we don't have any children here. No, we can go with this. Auntie Reenie knew that Uncle Bert was dressing up as Father Christmas on Christmas Day, and she didn't want to let down all the children in our family. So getting up at crack of dawn, Auntie Reenie put on the full Santa gear herself and walked right across Paignton in the dark to make sure that Father Christmas arrived on time for her family. It might surprise some of us here that in her sprightly 60s and 70s, Auntie Reenie was something of a sportswoman. She graced both the skittle scene and the local darts with her skills. Dead-eyed Reenie was a kind but keen competitor, and she often won our family darts competitions that took place in my grandma's house in Tower Road. Auntie Reenie also had a very keen sense of humour, something which never left her even as she became housebound and eventually chairbound in her home in Clifton Crescent. Uncle Dave Loddy remembers one Christmas when Auntie Reenie was on some medication for an illness at the same time as my grandma's cat was on medication for bad breath. You can see where this one's going already. Auntie Reenie took her medication from the sideboard as normal, and then when it was Reenie's turn to when it was the cat's turn to receive their medication, the cat's tablets was nowhere to be found. Aunt Reenie's tablets, however, were still on the side where they were first put. Aunt Reenie immediately saw the funny side of this and was happy to remark on her sweet-smelling breath and respond to all the cat noises that she was subjected to from the family for the rest of the day. And by the way, Aunt Reenie would be laughing today as well. As we all know, for the last 10 years, Aunt Reenie was housebound in a home in Clifton Crescent. But all these qualities, her love of relationships, her care and her gratitude for people, her competitive spirit, and definitely her sense of humour, none of these diminished in her twilight years. As Ian remembers fondly, rather than becoming bitter or sad in her situation, Aunt Reenie rose gamely to new challenges and new friends, even as she became dependent on carers for all those little intimate necessities in life. Reenie managed this brilliantly. She made her carers her friends. They enjoyed coming to her every day, knowing they would be treated with gratitude and appreciation and could share some mischief and a joke with her. Ian often heard them say, "We've had such a terrible day with angry, difficult patients. It was such a relief to come here to dear Reenie." As an aside, we and our family have come over the years to know many of Reenie's carers from Baycare, and we've continued to be astonished by their patient and loving care given to Reenie by these faithful people day in and day out. And we can only sing their praises and be thankful for their gentle service. So today, as we celebrate Aunt Reenie's life, and a celebration is what Auntie Reenie wanted, we remember her for her positive spirit, her sense of humour, her kindness, and her loyalty to people. But underpinning all of this was an unshakable faith in knowing Jesus as her Lord and Saviour, knowing Jesus as her friend. And that's why we can celebrate today. We'll miss dear Auntie Reenie, but we also know that she's finally come home. She's come home to be with her dear Uncle Bert and come home to be with her Lord. One of the final conversations Sheila had with Auntie Reenie before she passed away, Auntie Reenie looked Sheila in the eye, and in her usual blunt way, she said, "Tell me the truth, she, am I dying?" "Yes, you are," replied Sheila truthfully. "That's okay," said Auntie Reenie. And then looking up at the ceiling, Auntie Reenie said, "I know where I'm going, and I can't wait to see my Bert." Ian and Paula always remember that Auntie Reenie made a habit of saying thank you. "When I was young," Auntie would say, "I was taught good manners." And the last words that Auntie said to Ian was, thank you for all you do for me. You are very kind. So I think that's probably fitting as the way that we end these memories today, with thanks. Thank you, Auntie Renee, for all you've done for all of us here. You shone for Jesus in all you were, and you always have been. Very kind.
Thank you very much, Paul. It's so special. Paul was going to finish with a couple of verses from the Bible until he found out that that was the text that God had given me to read as part of the service. So when it comes, you'll know it's what God wants said to us about shining as a light. And I just want to add my own, just one incident that meeting with Rini. I heard how much the carers meant to Rini. And she said to me, one of her carers who comes at the end of the day, I don't know who that was of the carers, but comes at the end of the day, said to her, I always put you on my list last. And Rini said, why is that? Because she said, I want to go home happy. And I was in tears at that point. I shared that with a group of people that we were planning a joint church prayer meeting with during COVID. And they said, you have to have that story on video. So not having done this before, I said, do you mind, Rini, if I take a video and you tell me why, tell me the story. So she did, and we then had a prayer meeting with probably about 150 computers, about 200 or 300 people across Torbay, all seeing how you can shine even if you can't move from a chair. And she has been a wonderful inspiration to me, to us as a church family, and I know to all of you here. Lynn has put some lovely photographs together, and we're going to have those shown there. Feel free to laugh. But this gives you a glimpse of some more of her 100 years. That's it. Thank you. It will go through automatically, Sheila. Thank you. I do love the cheeky smile. I don't think there was one photograph there that didn't have Rini's cheeky smile on it. And many of us have not known. I've only known 5 years out of the 100. But it's lovely that... thank you, Lynn, for doing such a lovely job of having so many memories. David's now going to bring that...
The reading comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen.
Amen. You can see why it was chosen. She shines. And I said to the church here that go and meet someone who's radiant with the light of Jesus. And that's who he is. Rini has chosen our first two hymns for us. I met with her shortly before she died, and she calmly told me what she wanted:
for us to celebrate her life
and to sing these hymns. Verse 4 of Rini's first choice says this: long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thy light diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free.
I rose, went forth, and followed thee.
Rini received the
light of Christ. She knew
the freedom of Christ,
free from sin
and the
fear of death
and hell. She was alive as a child of God. She did indeed rise, go forth, and follow Jesus. She shone brightly with his light, and she was a blessing to everyone she met. There are many stories of how those who visited Rini came away as the one visited. Rini was in no rush to go to heaven. She wanted to make the most of each day here on earth. She told me it was God who determined her lifespan, and who was she to try and cut it short? This has always been her approach when I saw her. But she did know where she was going. And verse 5 of our first hymn says this: no condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own. And she's there now. The second hymn that she chose was O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. And verse 2 continues our theme of light. Rini has shone as a light in this world. And although the world may say her light has gone out, we know different. Rini is now singing gloriously, shining gloriously in the presence of Jesus. And so you have these wonderful words in verse 2. O light that followest all my way, I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in thy sunshine's blaze its day may brighter, fairer be. Wonderful poetic language to convey that truth, that the flickering torch has become a bright, shining light. Rini's faith and hope, which she held on to all her life, have now been realized. That's why the instruction that she left with the co-op for this service was that it should be a celebration. And that brings us to thinking about our last song. This has become a favourite for our church, her church. She won't have sung it here with us, but we can sing it. It may not be familiar to you, but it beautifully describes what awaits all those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ. There is a higher throne than all this world has known, where faithful ones from every tongue will one day come. Before the Son will stand, made faultless through the Lamb, believing hearts find promised grace, salvation comes. Here heaven's voices sing, their thunderous anthem rings through emerald courts and sapphire skies.
Their praises rise.
All glory, wisdom, power, strength, thanks, and honor are to God our King, who reigns on high forevermore. And there we'll find our home, our life before the throne. We'll honor him in perfect song where we belong. He'll wipe each tear-stained eye as thirst and hunger die. The Lamb becomes our Shepherd King. We'll reign with him. Do you have this hope? Do you believe that this is what awaits you when you die? We started with our service with the words of Jesus. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I know that Rini would want me to invite everyone here to put their faith in Jesus, just as she did, so that you may also have the sure hope of heaven to inspire, strength, and comfort you today, but also that you may have light to live by every day, and that you may shine as she did. And then one day, because of our faith in Jesus, we will see her again when we see Jesus face to face. Let's pray. Lord, help us to trust you. Help us to put our faith in you. All sorts of stuff has gone on in our lives, and we know we've not heard much about Rini's life, really. How could you in such a few minutes? But we know that all sorts of things went on, all sorts of troubles and difficulties. But Rini's faith was in you, and you carried her through. Lord, I pray that you would help everyone here today to put their faith in you, to be forgiven and free, to know new life as a child of God that lasts forever. Amen. And so we're going to sing now the song, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. Andrew, our organist, has very kindly tried to get it down a bit, but please don't worry if you can't sing the notes. They're singing the completely wrong notes. It doesn't matter. What matters is you give it a go. For Rini's sake, we're going to sing this song, A Love That Will Not Let Me Go.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Living God, we praise you for Jesus. For the joy that was in the future, Jesus went into the darkness of death, which has opened up the future for us. Thank you for his living among us now as risen Lord, leading us through death to undying life. Keep convincing us that his resurrection means life for us, and that neither death nor anything in all creation can deprive us of the future you're making for those who trust in you. Amen. Eternal God of light, thank you for dwelling in and shining through Rini. Thank you for all her achievements, for the love given by her, and the love she received among family and friends. Thank you that wherever frustration and disappointment diminished her joy in life, that time is now past. Amen. And Lord, to your loving care, we commend all who mourn. Rini's family, her friends, her carers. Sustain each one of us in the days to come with treasured memories of the past and radiant hopes for the future. And bring us all at the last to fullness of life with all your saints in the kingdom of heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In a moment now, you might want to say your own prayer of thanks, of blessing. Let's just have a time to pray. One or two might want to pray out loud, but we can all pray quietly in our hearts.
Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for Rini. Thank you for all the afternoons we've spent together. And thank you that I have known her, not as the picture that's shown today, but as the picture on the funeral paper. But she was such a dear friend. And she told us so much about this church. And I just want to thank you for her life, and ask a blessing that you'll receive her into heaven during this time.
Amen. It's time now for us to say goodbye. And I ask you, if you're able to stand. As I always say, at this point, the goodbye we are saying is the French word, au revoir, to the re-seeing. The hope we have is that we will see again. But for this moment, we have to say goodbye. Gracious God, by your power you gave us life. And in your love you are giving us new life in Jesus Christ. We entrust Rini to your safekeeping in the faith of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Rest eternal grant Rini, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon her. We may be certain of this, neither death nor life, no angel, no ruler, nothing that exists, nothing still to come, not any power or height or depth, nor anything created can ever separate us from the love of God, which we have seen in Christ Jesus our Lord. And as we stay standing, we're going to sing this song, which is a celebration, which is what Rini wanted for this service. There is a higher throne. practiced it now. It sounds just lovely. It's a higher throne than all this world has known, where faithful ones from every tongue will one day come. Before the sun will stand, made faultless through the Lamb, believing hearts by promised grace, salvation comes. Hear heaven's voices sing, their thunders anthem rings through emerald courts and sapphire skies. Their praises rise. Family, invite everyone who is free and able to come to celebrate with them at 176 Malden Road. We're going off to the cemetery now for a burial to be alongside Bev. But do come and join the family. Now, to the one who can keep you from falling and set you in the presence of his glory, jubilant and above reproach, to the only God and Saviour, be glory and majesty, power and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.